people don't realize, if you are selling a wide variety of products and they aren't categorized in some sort of niche category, it's going to be so hard to get a customer that is constantly coming back to your craft business and wanting to get more from you, right? Like, you want to be having consistent sales and consistent customers and not just a one-stop shop.
Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media, to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. Welcome to another episode of Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. Today, I have a special guest who is a full embodiment of turning your creative passion into business. Amy from Amy Makes That. Amy is a crafting influencer, which is just so wild to me because it's a proof that in today's world, and thanks to social media, you can make your business literally whatever you want it to be. And today, Amy is going to be sharing with us her journey as a business owner, as well as how she can help you on your small business journey if you're thinking about starting Cricut business, or if you started Cricut crafting business and you need some help. Amy, welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast.
Hi, Michaela. Thank you so much for having me on today's podcast.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. Amy, can you introduce yourself, who you are? Like, what is it that you do exactly?
Yes, of course. So my name is Amy, obviously, and I am basically a Cricut content creator and crafter that educates craft businesses and crafters literally how to craft their hearts out with the Cricut. So anything related to the Cricut machine, and if you don't know what the Cricut is, it is a cutting machine and it does wonders if you are a small business or if you are a crafter.
Amy, can you walk us through on how did you get into doing this?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So I actually only started this whole journey of mine back in 2018, I was researching on some side hustles because I was a full-time college student, pretty broke, and I wanted to make a little bit of extra money on the side. So I started researching different cutting machines because I loved to craft and make homemade gifts for people. So I finally decided, okay, the Cricut looks very easy to navigate. And it was for me, which I'm glad I decided to go with Cricut. So from there, I was working full time. I was also going to school full time, very involved in student organizations on campus. And then all along the process of this, starting a craft business, selling to friends and family. And then in 2019, I really was struggling to find videos that would help me on certain topics of Cricut projects. So I said, you know what? I love editing. I want to film and I want to start a YouTube channel. And literally the rest is history. It's crazy to me how I immediately was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I did it. And I've just snowballed into everything else after that. So if you take away anything from today's podcast, is just do it and go for it, because it was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
I love this so much. Oh my goodness. And that was at a time when I was actually learning how to use Cricut. And I remember that really well. Oh my goodness. There were no videos at the time.
No, I mean, there were some, but a lot of them were, no offense, really long videos of 45 minutes on how to do something. And I was like, where are the people that have ADHD and cannot focus for the life of them and just need a quick little tutorial? So that's kind of how I found my niche and area of teaching people. So I really came a long way since then. It's crazy.
I love that. Amy, I see you do so many things and it looks so awesome from outside. Like you have a YouTube channel, you have a mentorship, you sell digital templates. Can you tell us like, how do you do it all? Like how did you apply different ventures to your business?
It's funny because I love to always take on too many projects that I can handle. And I got very burnt out very easily in the beginning. So now I've learned the hard way that I can't take on too much. And the one thing that has benefited me the most is just staying organized. And one of the ways that I do that is actually by theming my days out. I learned from a different content creator where, you know, she has Tuesdays, she films. Wednesdays, she edits. Thursdays, she works on admin and CEO stuff. So I kind of did what really worked best for me. And theming my days out worked so much better for me because I wasn't trying to edit every single day and film things every day. And that just made me so overwhelmed. And also just taking the time for myself. I haven't been able to stick to a consistent morning and night routine literally since this year. I mean, I started my business in like 2019. So, you know, it took me like 4 years to get to where I am now to finally have some kind of consistency. But it has made such a difference by taking time for myself. Like I go to the gym, I sometimes will read, or if not, I just take care of things that I need to take care of around the house that just benefit me, or if it's just staying put in one place. And yeah, it's really helped me just having like a strict morning routine and doing it consistently, because I noticed the days where when I woke up and checked my phone all day, I was just scrolling through my phone all day. It was not beneficial for me. So just having the time off for yourself and reducing also my social media intake really made a difference with being able to balance everything. And again, organization is huge.
I'm so glad that you shared it. I went through a pretty similar journey. I feel like all of us creatives kind of go through this stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I also just started to theming my days this year, and it's such a game changer. Like, I think you have to go through it hard way when you realize that, you know what, there's like a million ideas and opportunities, but I can't do it all. You're going to burn out on a way to try to do it all, right? And you just realize that this, like a business that you created for yourself, is just now like never ending to-do list, and you never have time for yourself or for anything else because you have taken on so much, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, and to each their own too. There are some people that can, you know, start a TikTok channel and start a YouTube and do it all at the same time. But then, you know, sometimes you can't do that, and that's okay. Like knowing your limits and trying not to overwhelm yourself is huge when it comes to just being able to wear all these hats and be a multitasker. So, you know, I first started with YouTube. And then once I kind of grew that to my liking, then I switched to Instagram, then I went back to TikTok, then I went back to Instagram, YouTube Shorts. Like I focused on one platform at a time, and ultimately just being able to stay in your own lane and focusing on each one separately really made a huge difference. So
I love that you share that. So I know that a lot of our listeners are tuning in when they are starting their small business. And one thing they struggle with is choosing a niche for their business. Can you give us some pointers on how to choose the best niche if you're considering crafting business? Like there are so many options.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that too, because it's probably one of the most asked questions I get in comments and on DMs, like, what are the products that I should sell? What niche should I have? One, I will say that I have a freebie that you can download. It is free for you to get. And it basically explains what a niche is, niche, and the top five niches that you can get into if you have a Cricut and are looking to start a craft business. So I kind of don't want to give away too much of like my knowledge in there, but it really goes over everything you need to go into when it comes to finding a niche, because people don't realize if you are selling a wide variety of products and they aren't categorized in some sort of niche category, it's going to be so hard to get a customer that is constantly coming back to your craft business and wanting to get more from you, right? Like, you want to be having consistent sales and consistent customers and not just a one-stop shop, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it totally makes sense. And I know, especially when you're starting out, you kind of feel like, I want to try to sell this. I want to try to sell this. And you try to make everything that you can possibly sell as a part of a product that you want to then implement to your shop. But like you said, that it's not just about being able to create the product, but it's about being able to get customers online. And that's what most people struggle with. So I 100% agree that choosing a niche just helps you to kind of narrow down your focus. And also, it doesn't mean that you just have to make like one type of product, right? That's why you're choosing a niche, that it kind of just gives you that cohesive theme to what is it that you're going to be focusing on and who are the type of customers, who are the type of followers you are trying to attract to your account, right?
Yeah. And even in the beginning, like say, you know, you're really eager to start a craft business, it's okay to make all the products, right? And that's the beauty of it, because you don't have a business yet. You can find out what products you really like making, what products you absolutely hate making and you do not want to start your craft business with. And then from there, you kind of find that sweet spot, which I do explain in one of my YouTube videos, of finding a product that you love making and then also finding a niche or a category of some sort that is in demand, and then combine the two together and you have like the perfect mix of what you should be selling and promoting on all of your platforms. So it's okay to do everything at once at first, but I'm telling you, once you narrow down your niche and figure that out, you will see the money coming in. It's a blessing.
I'll make sure to link those resources from Amy to show notes in case you're listening and you'd like to a little extra help on finding your niche and also on those YouTube videos that she just mentioned. Now, Amy, can you tell us, as a crafting influencer and small business mentor, can you explain how do you help small business owners?
Yeah, so I have a few different ways that I help crafters and small businesses. The first one is, of course, through my YouTube channel. That's like my main hub. Chances are you've DM'd me something about a question about your favorite vinyl to use or places to buy blanks from for your business. I have a YouTube video on it. So that's kind of my first area that you can search and binge watch all of my content. And then I also, of course, post on my social medias like my Instagram and TikTok as well. And Facebook, I do recycle them too on there. So I give a lot of other short, quick, helpful short form tips on those platforms. And then, of course, like on those platforms, I'll offer live streams. I've been trying to do that. It's like a goal of mine to do more live streams once a week. So I've been flipping back and forth from Instagram and TikTok. So that's and also an opportunity for people to talk to me and ask me questions in real time, along with Q&As as well. So I'll usually post something on, you know, a story of mine or like my broadcast channel on my Instagram for people to ask me questions. And then last but not least, I actually do offer mentorships. So I offer one-on-one sessions with all kinds of crafters, whether you're a craft business owner and you need help with your business, making sales. And then I also offer social media mentorships. And then I also offer like a Q&A kind of session. So if you're a crafter, and I just got off from a one-on-one session just now, I taught her how to calibrate her Cricut, print a sticker. It went so well. So being able to help people in real time, one-on-one, like I love being able to have the mentorship side of my business because I learn more about the people that, you know, follow me and are a part of my community as well. So that was a mouthful, but I got all the platforms covered.
I love so much that you do that because, you know, I definitely know how isolating it can feel when you are starting your own business. And a lot of times you have like, especially with crafting business, you have so many technical frustrations that you discover along the way. And then you have to Google and YouTube it all out, and it can take literally hours, and it takes all the enjoyment out of it. So I really love that you are offering that service, that you, that, you know, rather than going and messaging Cricut, you can literally hop on a call with Amy and she's going to walk you through that on how to do it step by step if you do need that guidance.
Yeah, it's so nice being able to just have the one-on-one sessions offered. And those are on the three tiers are also on my website for you guys to check out. But it can be very lonely being a small business owner and a crafter and educator. So I completely understand. And if it's anything I've learned, you need to make those connections with people in the same environment and the same space as you in order to help you.
Absolutely.
Are you still trying to organize your business in a notepad, ending every week with a whole bunch of sticky notes, not being sure where to save it so you don't forget? Do you ever find yourself looking at your computer screen with 15 tabs open and trying to remember everything about your business in your head? Isn't that making you feel a little bit overwhelmed? If that is you, you need to try Notion. Notion replaced the chaos with calm in my business and life. With Notion, you can organize your business tasks, projects, and ideas with ease. Create custom databases, to-do lists, and calendars to keep everything in one place. I use it to schedule my days, organize my entire business, plan content for social media and a podcast, create project plans, as well as streamline my meal planning, studying, travel plans, you name it, Notion is my second brain. It boosted my productivity by more than 50%. I can't believe how much time I wasted just because I didn't have a system to keep my business organized. If you are ready to say goodbye to mental clutter and sticky notes for good, try Notion for free today via the link in show notes of this episode. And if you'd like my exact templates for organizing my life and business, send me DM on Instagram with the word plan, and I will send you a link where to find them.
Amy, with our featured guest episodes, I always ask special guest question, and I'm really curious to hear your answer. What does success mean to you for this season in your life, and how does it evolve ever since you started your business?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I feel like, honestly, from the beginning of when I started, I feel like success to me was being able to wake up and do what I love and be happy with it. And that still is a big factor into what I think success is. But I think now in this season of life, success just means being grateful for everything that has come my way, whether it's good or bad. You know, I get to look at everything I want to accomplish or haven't accomplished yet. But I'll ultimately now in the season of life, success just means being able to look around and be like, wow, I did that, you know, and just take a moment to be grateful for everything that has come my way and that is going to still come my way. I think when I first started, I was kind of in this whole imposter syndrome era where I didn't believe all of the things that should come my way and I wasn't confident and I was very negative on myself. And now being, you know, like I finally have the 100K subscriber plaque from YouTube, which is like my number one goal from starting this business. It just, I look at it every day and I can say, wow, I'm successful. And this feels freaking amazing that I get to do this for a living. So gratitude is really huge. And I'm always thinking, writing and saying everything that I'm grateful for every day. And that's kind of, yeah, that's what success means to me right now.
That's beautiful. I love it. Amy, also congratulations on a huge accomplishment. I know it was probably an uphill battle and a lot of work to get there. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Because I know, like with the social media, like when you're starting on a social media for your business, it's like, it feels like you're just doing everything wrong and it's never going to change. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, it definitely is a roller coaster. And I think it it pertains to anyone, whether you're a content creator, if you're a small business, you know, you're going to have a lot of ups and downs, and it's going to be a pretty bumpy ride. You know, when I first started YouTube, my main route that I was going to follow was to have a small business, you know, be an Etsy seller and vlog that basically and teach people how to start a craft business and my journey through that. And the pivotal moment for me in my career was my Etsy shop got deactivated out of the blue, and I created a series on my YouTube channel of how that happened, why it happened. Still don't know to this day why it happened. It just randomly happened to me. And if that moment never happened for me, Amy Makes That wouldn't have existed at all, because at that time I still had a different business name. I was just going in a completely different direction. So it's really about just finding the blessings in all of the bad moments that are happening to you and not taking every downfall as something that you should be honing in on and beating yourself up about, right? Like, we're going to make mistakes. It's going to happen, and that's okay. Like, you make mistakes so you don't make them again, and we learn and grow from them. So yeah, your journey is going to be pretty up and down, but the reward and everything that comes after that is so, so well worth it.
So true. I'm so glad you shared that. I had no idea actually that that happened to you, but I love how you came back from it and also how you approached that whole situation. Yeah, I know that we often have these visions or goals for us when we're starting our business, and then you think that that's what it's going to be and you do everything to get there, and then perhaps you get there or not, but you find out along the way that actually I changed my mind. I have a better idea that I want to do now. And or maybe something happens that is going to get you towards that next thing. And that's exactly what has happened to you, right? Amy Makes That is born from that unfortunate situation that you had to go through. And I'm so glad that you shared that, because a lot of times, like, you know, that's what people don't talk about so much on the social media, right? We see all the success and we see like the result of the journey. And then when you feel like, oh, these bad things are happening to me, like, is this the end? It's like, am I not going to make it? No, it's just a season, and you're going to go through it. You just can't be, like you said, so negative on yourself and like look at it like this is disaster, but rather be like, okay, like take a step back and like, where is this leading me?
Yeah, it was certainly a, like I said, pivotal moment for me. When my shop got deactivated, I took a moment for me to like cry it out. I was like, oh my God, I think I have to go back to my 9-to-5. I didn't want to do that. And then something just hit me and I was like, no, like this isn't the end. I'm not going to just stop my YouTube channel and stop what I did. You know, I researched so much on how to start a craft business with my Cricut. And I was like, I'm going to share this information with people and hopefully along the way inspire everyone and as many people as I can. And it was just the best decision I made career-wise, because that's when I saw the growth and my community started building more. And it was just an amazing, amazing step in my career.
I love that. Amy, in the end of the episode, we always do like a key takeaway summary. Can you tell us top three lessons you learned along the way on your business journey that you'd like to share with the women in our community who are working on growing their businesses, or even when they are just thinking about committing to going all in to their business?
Oh, I also love this question. I can name like 10 lessons, but I'm going to try to narrow it down.
By all means, go ahead.
I'll try to narrow it down to three, but I feel like I mentioned it before, but number one definitely is mistakes are going to happen and don't be afraid of them. You know, don't view them as bad things. Always take them as lessons and try and find the blessing in them, because chances are a mistake that is made is going to help you grow in the end. And it's okay to make mistakes. Like, we're all human. We're not perfect. And that's how we grow. So that's number one. Number two, in my journey as a content creator, entrepreneur, or whatever you want to call it, I've learned a lot about people. And the one thing that I've learned is that people's actions and words, the way that they treat you, are never a reflection of you. It's of themselves. So whether you're posting on social media and then a video goes viral and you're receiving troll comments, right? Saying you're a bad person or your content sucks, right? Or say you have friends and family in your life not supporting your craft business or anything that you're doing, right? I used to take a lot of those things to heart. I was an avid people pleaser. I wanted to make sure everyone loved me and approved me. And if something went wrong, it immediately changed my mood. But in reality, when you have someone that's not supporting you, or you have someone that's going out of their way to push that negative energy on you, just know that it has nothing to do with you, and it has everything to do with them. There's no mentally sane person trolling and commenting and feeding into like all of that negative energy, because me as a small business owner, like I want to see other women succeed, right? And men, like I want to see other business owners succeed, whether you're starting a YouTube channel, whether you have, you know, an Instagram account posting your crafts. I want to see you succeed. I'm not going to be taking my time to comment and be negative, right? So you will learn a lot about people, and you will learn your real friends, your real supporters. But at the end of the day, it all helps you lead to the road that you're supposed to be on. So you might think that these people might be on your journey from beginning to end, and if they aren't, that's okay. And if they are, great, you know? So you learn a lot about people. And then third lesson kind of ties into like my other lesson, but it's just to take care of yourself and really, really learn about self-care. And I'm not talking about, you know, listening to some music and taking a bubble bath. I'm talking about be very mindful about how you speak to yourself. Like I said before, I loved a lot of people more than I loved myself. I was never confident. I spoke very negatively about myself, literally up until this year. I mean, I'm 28 years old, and the fact that I was so negative about me, my business, myself up until now says a lot. And when I started going to therapy, I realized that, yes, am I a selfless person? Of course, but I don't need to be a doormat to people, right? Because in return, when you're putting so much into other people and they're not giving that same energy back, it's completely crushing and destroying you. Mm-hmm. So when you learn how to set boundaries and you start saying no, right? Because again, as a craft business owner, you get your friends and family, hey, can you make this for me really quick? Mm-hmm. Or can you do this for me really quick? And a really quick thing turns into 4 or 5 hours that you could have been, you know, working on a potential customer for. And in return, it just ended up wasting time for you. So it's okay to say no. And it's okay to be, you know, the quote unquote bad guy. And just know that setting boundaries, the people that get mad at you when you say no and you're actually utilizing those boundaries are the ones that never respected them in the first place. The people that you have to say, hey, I'm so sorry, I'm just really busy right now and I can't do this for you, if they understand, you got to keep those people tight and close in your circle. So really learn how to take care of yourself. And because if you don't, you will get extremely burnt out and maybe even end up regretting and hating your job at one point. So self-care is really, really important, and it's not selfish at all. So don't listen to anyone else who tells you that it is.
I'm so glad that you mentioned it. And also from this point of view, because there is a lot of talk about it, right? Like the hustle or, you know, balanced lifestyle, which never really is balanced when you have your business, but taking a care of yourself isn't just doing things like you said, like taking a bath, but it means really working on relationship with yourself, like you said. And I struggle with all the things that you said. I was just like quietly nodding here of how, I don't know, somehow us business owners, we just take everything so personally, and we take other people's reactions, whether it's our family or friends or people on the social media, as a reflection of us. And we kind of like, I used to walk on eggshells so much. It's like, I don't want to say anything that, you know, somebody's not going to like or upset anybody. And then it just leads to this very empty place where you like your business starts growing and you realize you can't always keep everybody happy and you are doing it and sacrificing your own happiness. So I'm so glad that you have talked about it so openly. Thanks, Amy.
Yeah, no, of course. I feel like not a lot of people talk about it. Like we said earlier, being an entrepreneur can be a very lonely journey, and no one warned me about the friendships and relationships that I'd potentially lose along the way of growing and becoming a business owner. So just learning how to protect yourself and being aware of those kind of people in your life and not being afraid to cut them out is a really healthy thing. And it's going to help you, again, grow as a person. It's so, so important.
Yeah. And you know what? And if you are afraid of cutting them out, you can do this strategy that I started to applying, a slow ghost. You know, you just like...
I'm the ghoster. Like, that's what I do. And it's so bad. But, you know, I agree. And also communication too. You know, like if someone's giving you a hard time and is like, you know, not supporting you or anything, you can sit here and choose to say, hey, like, it's not really cool that, you know, you're not really interacting with my posts or, you know, what's going on with that. Or if you want, you can just be like, all right, I'm just going to distance myself from them. And being distant and silent is also an answer in itself as well. So you can go either way.
So true. Amy, before you go, can you tell us how can everybody connect with you?
Yes, of course. So I have a lot of different platforms, but my first one is my blog and website. I try and post as many blog posts as I can with Cricut projects and some posts on, you know, my favorite business products and fonts to use for Cricut projects. So, and that also has my one-on-one mentorship info on there. So my website is one, that's amymakesthat.com. And then I have my YouTube channel, of course, Amy Makes That, with all of my videos, and then all of my social media, my Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, Facebook, that is all at Amy Makes That. So it's not Amy Makes This. It's not Amy Makes That with two T's. It's just Amy Makes That. And then I also have my shop as well. So if you have SVGs or if you're a bride, groom, and you need some wedding templates, I have some stuff on there and a future product coming for craft business owners. So you definitely want to keep that website bookmarked.
Awesome. I will make sure to save all of your information in the show notes of this episode. So if we have a small business owner listening, and especially when you are Cricut business owner, make sure to go and give Amy a follow on Instagram. It's just such a happy place to be for crafters. And like she said, she shares all the tips on YouTube, just all the things that you need so you don't have to figure it all out by yourself. Amy, thank you so much for making time to come on the show and share your story and your valuable lessons with us today.
Of course. Thank you so much, Michaela, for having me. This was an honor. And anytime you want me coming back, I'll be ready.
Sounds great. Thank you, Amy. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this episode resonated with you or helped you in any way, please share it with your fellow small business owners by taking a screenshot and posting it on Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Small Biz Babes Community so we can connect and support each other. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Small Biz Babes Community for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.